You're a little older and a lot wiser. The future is yours. Define aging on your own terms. Welcome to AARP Without Limits with your host, Mike Olander.
Hello and welcome. This is AARP Without Limits. WPTF Talk Radio, we are disrupting aging with the power of 50,000 watts. And our podcast, available anytime on demand at WPTF.com or through our Facebook, AARP North Carolina. I'm your host, Mike Olander of AARP North Carolina, and we've got a very unique program for you today. Folks, earlier this summer, AARP hosted a voter forum for older residents in Charlotte. And a month or so ago, we previewed some of the comments we heard during that forum, but today we are going all in. But first, before we get to that, ladies and gentlemen, as always, I'm joined here in the studio with my production engineer, esteemed production engineer, should I say, Mr. Jason Kong. Jason, how are you doing today, my friend?
Mike, doing great. Really excited for today's show. I'm a bit of an election nerd, so I'm excited to hear what the folks had to say.
Yeah, well, you're in the right place today, my friend, because we're going to be hearing a lot from older voters. Back in July, we had this program called Where the Deciders. We had more than 100 people come out and join us at the Mint Museum for some dinner and discussion and some talk about what issues are most important to them in this year's election. Before we dig into this, Jason, and just so folks know, you're going to be hearing lots of clips from the attendees at the event, so it's going to be a very different show for us today. But I have to start on a very serious note here, Jason. The last show we had, we pre-recorded right before Hurricane Helene hit landfall in Florida, and little did we know exactly what we were in for. Obviously, the impact to our state has been devastating. We are heartbroken. And at the point that we are pre-recording this show, there are still many North Carolinians who has a status, we're unable to locate them. And so I just want to send a quick note out there. Those of you listening, AARP North Carolina is right there with you. We too have family, friends, colleagues who are affected. And we are just devastated, and it's so hard to see these images. And as state director, I just want to assert our commitment. AARP North Carolina is going to be there for the long haul to make sure that our state comes out on top. So that being said, we're going to get into our program today. Again, you're going to be hearing from voters at our recent Where the Deciders forum down in Charlotte, North Carolina, talking about what issues are most important to them.
I'd like to hear more issues about what they're doing for my age group, seniors, because North Carolina has a huge senior population. I'd like to know what they're doing about community affordable living, and I'd like to know what they're doing about Medicare.
I am that generation that came up believing that Social Security is not going to be around. And as I've gotten older and more involved and paid attention better, I've learned that, oh, it will be around, but something needs to be done to shore it up. And if something's not done, then by the time I'm eligible for Social Security, which is in a few years, it's probably gonna be a 20% across the board cut. Not just for me as a new recipient, but for current recipients who've been receiving a set amount every year.
Let's talk about how they want to approach aging and the retirement needs of all of our communities. And that starts with our youngest, who are worried about the well-being of their parents and grandparents and about their own future and what they can depend on for their retirement, pension, or as we would say, entitlement, not entitlement, but earned benefit from our Social Security.
I had a very good retirement right now, and I get my Medicare pension, and I love it, and I just want to make sure it's still in place for my grandkids and my son and those folks. So yeah, I think it's very important. It's a nice little stipend that people will need to help them have a good quality of life.
I want to hear more about policies, less about personalities. Secondly, I would like to hear about the policies that affect older Americans, such things as what can you do about Social Security? What are you doing about housing? What are you doing about health care and the elder people that have to go to nursing homes and can't live at home? Those are the policies and the politics I'd be most interested in hearing about.
I am mostly concerned about Social Security benefits their entitlements to us, as they call them. But we have worked long and hard for that. And so many of our seniors, especially African Americans, they are living on Social Security alone. And that's the only benefit they qualify for.
I'm looking at candidates who are willing to make the necessary sacrifices to do the work to make things happen for the public. And if your goal is to go in and just fight, that's not gonna, you know, not a lot of good work's gonna come out of that. It's really easy to recite talking points over and over again, but, you know, tell me where you stand on issues that matter to me and not pivot to a talking point that you know is going to be, you know, red meat to a particular portion of your voter base. That does nothing for me, and I don't think it does anything for the voting populace either.
I want to know where the candidates stand on how to help all of our residents and our families and our households stay in their house. Keeping people in their own house is the least expensive affordable housing strategy that we can have. And so I want to know what kind of resources and programs are going to put in place to help us all age in place.
Yeah, them to be a little bit more specific about what it is they care about. I want to be able to see their record in terms of what they've done in the past. I want to make sure that they have experience in governing, and so that they understand that all these issues matters to us citizens. And I just want more specifics on what their intentions are in those areas that I'm concerned about.
It's very important. Medicare is very important because I'm finding out a lot of the elderly population doesn't have it and they don't know what they're doing. So it's very important that we help them with these issues that they're facing. And another thing for them also is housing when they get older.
It's affordable housing, especially in Charlotte. It's just not really affordable at all. But nationally, it's women's rights. I feel that women's rights have been taken away, they've been stripped, and then when you speak up, they make it sound like that you don't care about life, or you don't care about family. I care about fair elections. I want people to understand that everybody has a right to an opinion. Everybody has a right to vote.
I would like to see the candidates keep it clean and above board. I think they're getting awfully mean. And I think that we have a lot of big, and I don't call them investors, but people that are supporting the campaigns and helping them to be mean. And AI is not helping that. So I would like to see something happen in that area to make everybody say, okay, where's our moral center? Where are we gonna be? We shouldn't be left or right. We need to come back to the center and stop being so mean in our campaigns.
Social Security and caregiver issues. On a more personal level, I'm always, in any election, interested in social justice and economic justice issues. Concern for inclusion of all members of our society. I'm concerned that there are more people being pushed to the margins in our society, and I simply don't think that that's who we are as a people, as a nation. I think that we need to make sure that everybody has equal opportunities, and I think that that's going to be a real point in this election.
This All Stages is a backbone for our seniors, for health care, for housing, for upward mobility, for a number of different things for our seniors within North Carolina, to try to help them progress, to help them to move from the stage that they are currently in.
And when I hear people are bankrupt because they had cancer, when I have friends who've lost jobs because they have an illness and then they try to go back, it's unbelievable. And so to me, we need a Medicare for All type plan. So when I hear one talk about getting rid of the Affordable Care Act and then cutting in Medicare, I'm like, what are you doing to our country? We need health care for all. If some form, and I'm not going to say it has to be Medicare, But Medicare works for seniors a lot. And so I want to hear what their plans are for health care from babies on up.
Important to me is affordable housing, especially in Charlotte. It's just not really affordable at all. But nationally, it's women's rights. I feel that women's rights have been taken away. They've been stripped. And then when you speak up, they make it sound like that you don't care about life, or you don't care about family. I care about fair elections. I want people to understand that everybody has a right to an opinion. Everybody has a right to vote.
Okay, you've been listening to voters at our recent Word the Deciders Forum in Charlotte. This is AARP Without Limits. We'll be back with more after this break. And we are back. This is AARP Without Limits. Today's program has been a little bit different. We've been hearing comments from participants at a forum, a voter forum of older voters that we had in Charlotte, North Carolina. Folks have been sharing with us their opinions about the issues that are important to them as older voters and what do they want to be hearing from the candidates. And we're going to continue hearing from them right here.
We did some research from the last election cycle in 2022, and 64% of people who cast a ballot in 2022 in North Carolina were 50 plus. So it's a majority of voters each cycle. 50 plus voters are the difference makers. They're the ones who decide who is going to be in office and who's going to be thrown out of office. And so getting that voice heard and making officials aware that those 50 plus are the difference makers is critical. And of course, you know, issues like Social Security federally, we know for certain that that's an issue that needs to continue to receive talk given the future viability of that program. Caregiving is an issue that touches almost all of us. If it hasn't now, it probably will at some point in our life. We're here to try to get things done. And we know what our bread and butter issues are, and our members, that's why they keep coming back and why they trust us. So that's what we're advocating for, and that's what we're trying to talk to elected officials and those seeking to be elected about.
I am stunned. I'm like, what? I'd have to work till I was 100 if I didn't have Social Security coming in. How can we not secure it so it's always going to be here? So the idea that they'll wait 10 years, no, you can't do that. We need to do it now.
When I was a child, I received Social Security when my father passed away. That allowed me to go to college. So I know the importance of having Social Security available. So I would like these candidates to describe to me how Social Security will continue to be available for the next generation of Americans.
Quite a quandary with partisan politics. And for the upcoming candidates, my question would be, how are you going to get past your party loyalty to understanding your role as a representative of all Americans and all North Carolinians to get to policies that are universally applicable to all people?
Cost of health care, of housing, generally inflation, and so on. And I'd like to see, I'd like to hear more specifics about the initiatives that they each would support. And not only what has to be developed and invested in, but what programs need to go away to make room for those new initiatives.
Veterans should have the same benefit in every state. For example, like in California, and I think in South Carolina, all your taxes are waived on your house. And in certain states, your taxes are waived, and also you get two vehicle waived for free. I don't think it's right for one state to take that initiative away from a veteran, because we are still veterans that have served. So everyone needs to get on board and make this unilateral in all 50 states of the United States, because we are veterans. You can't say you are half a veteran in this state and you're a full veteran in another state. You're always a veteran once you serve, and we should be treated as such.
Giving standpoint, I found myself actually being a caregiver recently for a period of time with my wife. It's exhausting, more so than I thought it was going to be, and I certainly hope that the candidates have a strong position on how they can help make caregiving easier for North Carolinians.
Concerned about the livability of our cities, and towns and villages, wherever, even trails through Western North Carolina, which is where I'm from. So I am hoping the next governor or whomever, all of the legislators, have this similar concern, because what is livable for older people like myself makes everything livable for everyone.
Number one, I want to look at Social Security. We have to look at the future of that, what Social Security, because it's running out, or we got to find a new solution for this country. Number two, affordable housing. You know, we are running into an issue with affordable housing in this country. And if we don't do anything about it, then we're going to see a lot of people in some inconvenient places. Also, elder care. There's going to be more elderly people than young people. So these are issues that I think we should pay attention to and address.
Top issue for me is the integrity and the security of my ballot. I have things that are important to me, and I take the time to vote for them, and I want to make sure that it gets counted.
Especially now that I'm in the position of being a widow, is that Social Security is real important to me, even more now than ever, because although I do have the other options of having an income from other sources, Social Security is a primary income for myself. And now that my husband has passed away, though you may think that spousal benefits increase, for me, it took a deduction in my household income. So what I want to ask of them is how they're going to protect it and fund it even better, because for me, that's personal, and I actually need a greater amount of income to help my household to continue to thrive.
About the issues that are important to me, and Social Security is high on that list. I paid into Social Security for nearly 40 years, and I'm getting the benefits back for what I paid in. My stepson is disabled, and he collects Social Security. My children, in another 10 or 15 years, they'll be eligible for Social Security. I want to know that it's going to be there for me, for my stepson, and for my kids. And I want to know from the candidates what they're going to do about it, and that doesn't mean kicking the can down the road.
When I'm listening to the candidates, it's really important for me to feel their passion. It's really easy for candidates to kind of nail down talking points, to say what they think their constituents want to hear. But when I hear constituents seem really passionate and really committed to the issues that they're working towards and the issues that matter most to North Carolinians, that's when I really take a pause and really take notice.
I want to know what the new governor is going to do to protect women's rights in this state. I want to know what the new governor is going to do to enhance education in our state. It's hard to attract teachers to North Carolina. And I want to know what they're going to do about the cost of housing in our state.
Services and supports to caregivers are not codified in many ways in either the federal system or the state systems or the county systems. The caregivers give so much of their lives to taking care of whether it's children or disabled people or the elderly, and have very little remuneration for it. Certainly they don't get much support in terms of supplies and materials or replacement of wages. So supporting and services to caregivers are a high essential.
I planned to take Social Security when I was 70, and I was going to work till I was 70 with the ARP. Unfortunately, my husband got sick, and he died of dementia. And so because he got sick, I had to change my plans, recalculate, get that GPS out, and say, you know what, I'm going to have to retire at 68, and I need to be sure to take care of him and have as much quality time as I can before he leaves us. And with that, I thought that was going to make a big difference, but I'm so grateful that I had Social Security because it came in to supplement my pension with AARP and also with state government. And I can say that I am affording aging.
The fact that there's a correlation between the amount of money that seniors take out of their 401k and their Medicare increasing, I don't think there's a really overall awareness of that. The more you take out, the more it gets added to your income for you that year. The following year, your Medicare premium is going to be higher than it was before. Many, many seniors don't understand that. And I want to know what the administration is going to do about, first of all, making folks aware of that, and then talking about some solutions of ways that that can be addressed. Many seniors are living paycheck to paycheck. They save that money in a 401k. Now when they have to use it, all of a sudden it's going to affect another part of their life.
The caregiving tax credit is very crucial. I know we've been working on that with AARP for 20 some odd years to make it happen, but we're seeing a lot of good momentum on this $5,000 tax credit. And because we've also identified some champions in Congress, they're coming through. And so we just need to get everybody else behind it.
So we heard a lot there, folks. Quite a range of things. Obviously, a huge emphasis on Social Security and other issues that are important to older voters in North Carolina. Just a reminder, if you go to aarp.org/North Carolina, you can hear from the candidates themselves running for governor's office how they intend to address some of these issues. But we are out of time right now, folks. I want to thank the many attendees at the Voter Forum for sharing their thoughts. Thank you to Jason Kong for production. Thank you for listening. This has been AARP Without Limits. I'm Mike Olander with AARP North Carolina. We'll see you next time.